This one in particular, I think one of the most beautiful to come out in the past few years, really.
This is so typical Lou Reed.
Lou Rawls. The motion picture.
Yeah, this is typical Lou Reed.
Lou Rawls.
The song. The shadow of your smile.
Man, that is velvety. That's awesome.
When you.
How's this for a Fiesta Friday? Welcome back to Mile High Sports Radio. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday.
The Buffs were ranked 7.
So we were top 10. We'll color off. So I know that people think that CSU's biggest win is down in Arizona.
That was there, though. It was in Denver.
Right, but I think given how CU had ended the year before, and the fact that CU is basically CSU's Super Bowl, they might tell you that's their biggest win. But that Arizona win was big because they had been down for so long.
That was the first time that I ever saw a couch be burnt on the news coming out of of Fort Collins.
They went a little crazy after they beat Arizona. So you did the biggest three wins?
No, I've got more. So the against Colorado, CSU, 2002 against Colorado. 1955 against Colorado.
I don't remember that one.
2002 at Virginia. 1912 against Colorado.
Don't remember that one.
Number six, 1994 at BYU.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Number seven, 1986 at Colorado. I was at that game, unfortunately. 8, 1915 at Colorado College. 1966 versus Wyoming?
Is that Miami or Wyoming?
Wyoming.
What year was that?
1966.
I guess Wyoming must have been pretty decent.
They were ranked 10th at the time.
Wow.
1996 at Air Force.
See, I'm getting a sense that their biggest wins are against, one, or a long time ago. Two, are mostly from teams in their own conference, with the exception of...
Well, you'll remember this 1996 Air Force win.
Yeah, I do. But they haven't beaten... Like Nebraska or Oklahoma. Yeah. Or...
What happened in the 1996 Air Force game? Do you remember?
Between CSU and Air Force?
Yes.
No, I wasn't there.
Okay, Bo Morgan, Air Force quarterback, scored 4 touchdowns, allowing Air Force to build up a 41-14 lead, which they would then, that was in the third quarter, and then the Rams rallied to beat them 42-41.
They just collapsed.
Collapse. 1915 at Colorado College.
A long time ago.
Yeah, that was their first conference title.
I guess if they were to go beat a Michigan, go beat a UCLA or a USC, go beat a Nebraska.
Well, the reason why I say this
is... Go beat legit teams.
Well, you know, I think, you know, for a non-Power 5 conference, I mean, you got Oregon State. I mean, that's a Power 5 conference
team. We'll see if they win.
I mean, they're favored. I think they'll win.
Well, because Oregon State's.
Well, here's what I was saying is I don't expect CSU to go and go 45-0 on Oregon State.
They're gonna.
I said if they go 45-0 over, or if they do, that will be one of the top two biggest wins of all time.
Oregon State's a middle of the pack Pac-12 team.
Lower than that.
I think they'll be better than they were last year. I really do. Oregon State has talent. They're just really, really young last year. But I can look at a team like Boise State, and Boise State has gone out and beaten Oklahoma. They've gone out and beaten.
Oh, you said at the time that was a weak win.
It was a weak win, but it was a Weasley win.
Oh, spectacular, man.
A Weasley win.
Spectacular.
But at least they have on their resume big wins that are big wins.
Yeah, they've beaten Oregon. They've beaten Oregon State. They've beaten Washington. They've beaten...
So if you want to talk to me about bigger wins from a non-top five conference, Power 5 conference...
I mean, Fresno State did the same thing. I mean, they came in...
For a little bit, they did.
Yeah, then they fired that guy, and I've never understood why they fired him. He was there for a long time.
Yeah.
But they were turning into sort of an 8-5 sort of team all the time.
Middle of the road. So, you know, I think Oregon State's going to win tomorrow. Because Oregon State's offense is really, really good. Oregon State's defense, however, not so much.
I think that they're going to win comfortably. I think CSU is going to win comfortably in this
really?
Game.
Really? Why? Yeah. What gives you that opinion?
Well, they have a lot of return. I mean, they're returning their whole starting team.
Okay.
On offense.
Okay.
Entirely.
They weren't great on offense last year.
After CU, they were kind of.
They were good.
I mean, they were all right.
They weren't Pac-12 offense.
They went to a bowl.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, they went to a bowl game.
Listen, if you're not going to...
Their projected win-loss record this year is supposed to be 9-4.
If you're in that conference and you're not going to a bowl, there's a problem. You're supposed... It would be like New England is supposed to win their conference every year because look at the teams that are in their division. It's the Jets, the Bills, and Miami. They're all terrible. Terrible football teams. Last year, Miami got into the playoffs. It was a fluke. The Jets are actively tanking. The Bills are... right off the bat, the Patriots get 6-8 wins written into their schedule. If you're in the Mountain Week, you ought to have 5 wins automatically written into your schedule.
The Mountain Week, man. We're on the CSU station.
I know.
I don't think
does
it's
not
weak.
Mean I,
is the Air Force a good team?
Air Force is a difficult team because of the offense they play, but they will lose to most good teams.
Okay. Is Wyoming has probably the best quarterback in the country.
Maybe, but how's their defense?
Always they play good defense. That was my Yoda college football.
I'm going to have to see it from Wyoming before I can look at them and go, you guys are a great football team. They're probably a solid football team. Boise's a good football team.
Yep. New Mexico had a share of the title last year. San Diego State,
which is so much different from the San Diego Gays. They're much more flamboyant. When they score touchdowns, their celebrations are epic.
I don't deserve this.
The San Diego Straits.
I don't deserve this.
San Diego Straits just toss the ball back to the ref and walk back to the sideline.
Yes. They're the ones that always go to their tight ends.
Are you sure that's not the other team?
No, the other team uses their wide receivers.
Ah, okay, got it. All right, just making sure. Had to make sure which one utilized their skill set more.
Yeah!
So, I don't know. They have a couple of decent teams in the Mountain West. They have some really bad teams in the Mountain West. But you put most of those teams in a Power 5 conference, and they're going to get hammered. They're going to win 1-2 games at the most.
Okay.
So, I mean, the level of competition matters. I really believe it does. The level of competition matters. When CU was doing okay in the Big 12, and we moved to the Pac-12, I knew we were going to be in trouble because the Big 12 was down.
Well, we moved in, 2007?
God, has it been that long?
Well, that was the last time we were in a bowl before last year.
So, okay.
And you know what? That was against Alabama
I thought we lost it,
but it was Saban's first year.
Yeah, and we lost Alabama that year. That game was weird because the CU fell behind and then kind of rallied a bit, but they fell short.
Yes.
But you could see that CU was playing Big 12 football. It was slow. It wasn't a fast team. And I knew when we got to the Pac-12, CU was going to struggle. I didn't think that they would struggle for 10 years. I knew it was going to take time, though, because the level of competition got ratcheted up when CU went to the Pac-12. Same with Nebraska. When they went from the Big 12 to the Big 10, competition got ratcheted up. They're no longer just playing one good team. Now they're playing Ohio State. Now they're playing Illinois and Indiana and not Northwestern so much.
Well, wait a second. Northwestern's been, of those three teams that you just named, Northwestern's been the best of those three.
They've been more up and down, though.
No. Illinois has been awful. Indiana has been awful.
Recently. But they
Illinois hasn't been good since Jeff George was there.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. But the level of competition ratcheted up when they went to the Big Ten, and their record reflected it. And suddenly, Nebraska fans are like, What do you mean we're not dominating anymore? Well, because you're not playing in a conference that's basically the Big Two and the Little Ten.
Yep.
You know, it was a more balanced
last year. Eli and I 3-9. Year before 5-7. Well,
look at their 10-year record.
Okay. 2015 5-7. 2014 6-7. 2013 4-8. 2012
6-7's a bowl game, man.
They were in the heart of Dallas Bowl, which they lost. They were 2-10 2012. They were 7-6 with Zook in 2011. 7-6 with Zook. 3-9, 5-7. They were 9-4 under Zook. 2-10 under Zook. He was there for a long time. 2-9. They did go to the Rose Bowl as a 9-14.
That's four bowl games.
I think we're going
way
over time.
All right.
Just saying.
We'll get back to this.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
And I'm about ready to go back now.